You might like to turn in your Bible to the Gospel of John and chapter 1. Gospel of John and chapter 1. Perhaps we can look to the Lord in prayer. And our God and Father, we bow head and heart always in your presence, assembled for you to outwork your good word. And our God, we thank you. So deal with us, Spirit of God, thank you. And Lord, thank you for all that you've made possible. All of which, Father, should honor you. Make it be so. In Christ's name, amen. If I may, just bear with me as we seek. I'm going to try to just give you some elemental truths, basic truths, simple truths. We live in them. But you can't claim we did it last time. I'll try to do it again a little differently maybe, but you can't claim all of the benefits, all of the wonderment of being saved, of God's wonderful presence, apart from understanding it. So, therefore, John, the Gospel of John, all about the Lord Jesus being God, the Word become flesh. And so, you will note, please, the verse 10. He was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. So the world doing what they do. To the Jewish people back then, he came unto his own received him not. Verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the right, the word power, right, authority, might, ability, authority and ability, power, to become the sons, the children of God, even to them that believe in his name. So, whosoever, the man or woman, boy or girl, that receives the Lord as their Savior, the same as you would receive a drink of water, the same as you would receive someone coming into your house, you open the door, and they come in. You receive them into your heart, into your person, in a most wonderful way. And to do so, and when you do that, receive him, you become a child of God, a son, a child of God, a born one. You belong to the family of God. That's what happens. You receive the Lord as your Savior, and he does a wonderful thing in saving you and make a relationship possible that you didn't have. So us humans are dead in sins, and we need to be restored to life. Where and who, where is life and who is life? Our God is the living and only God. He is life. Eternal life, as we shared in John 17 in our study. Verse 3, eternal life is to know God and the Lord Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Now, so having said that, this wonderful relationship that happens isn't anything of us. It isn't anything we do. We receive the water goes down the tummy into our stomach, etc., and it does what it does. Our body reacts with it and interacts with it. Now, so having said that, verse 13, which were born, so God's wonderful, when you get, know the Lord as your Savior, which were born, not of blood. So blood, us humans, blood, all blood people, and we can do it by our human comings and making children. Well, we're blood, man, woman, blood. That's how we make us humans. It isn't human. It isn't of the will of the flesh, our old nature. Our old nature, we dream about it, design it, we think about it. It isn't our old nature. We don't go and think about it and make it happen. And thirdly, nor the will of man. Man, we don't go volition and say, I choose to make this happen. You don't make it happen. No one makes it happen. But, the end of verse 13, of God. It's God's doing. So when you receive the Lord as your Savior, according to his word, his recipe, his formula, when you receive him as your Savior, God does it. God makes you a child of God. That's what happens. Well, no one else does it. So don't even sit there and drink. You have to understand that, because you're looking for, well, I did something, I'm looking for something. No, I need to understand what God just does when you get saved. Now, having said that, and God saves us in a wonderful way, and not to have you get bored, but just remember, that's you. That's you. And you live inside. You live inside. You live inside your body. I could go and take your hands and arms and everything off. You are still the same person. I could mess with your brain. You're still the same person. The person lives inside. That's called the soul. Now, God made us not to be like animals. God made us different. He gave us a spirit. Angels are spirits. God is a spirit, as we shared all that last time. God is a spirit. So God made us and gave us a soul and spirit to fit in the body. When the body dies, what do people look for? They're looking for this. When you die, this is gone, this, and we put this in the ground. That's what we do. Throw it away. No more. Now, so God made it so I can come to know God and have a relationship to God. And so when I receive the Lord as my Savior, the Spirit of God comes and comes into my, what? Spirit, so that I can have life. That's how it is. It isn't complicated. It's easy. Just understand the relationship. Get it. You may not like it, you may not want it, but it's for real. So now, over to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Remember in the upper room where we have just finished studying 13, 14, 15, 16. And God, with his 11 disciples, spells out in close quarters, in great detail, the wonderful benefits that are going to happen after his crucifixion. And we've shared every time they are not happy because their whole world has come to an end. As far as they're concerned, crucifixion, their imprisonment, their death. They have nothing. So now, but God has tried to help them. So the encouragement they need when they hit chapter 17, God lets them listen to God talking to each other, as it were. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, the most wonderful thing that I'm making possible to help us is that they're going to have the glory that I have made possible by my death, burial, and resurrection. John chapter 13. I'll do it. You're right here, chapter 13, verse 31. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and when God is glorified in him. And if God be glorified in him, in Christ, God shall also glorify him in himself, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and shall straightway glorify him. And that's what all John chapter 17, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, our did that. Now you can't have that. What's the excitement, as we've shared? It's that God would be able to restore the relationship to a human being to have the benefits. That's what it's all about, to be able to restore the dead to the living, to be able to restore the created to the Creator in a most wonderful way. Now, having said that, and we share together to remind ourselves, John chapter 14, if I can, in verse 20. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. That's a personal, remember I just did the cups. You can't get it much better. It's this. It's an awesome thing that God did. And verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he shall keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we, my Father and I, will come unto him and make our abode, our abiding places, with him. So it's a wonderful, awesome relationship to God. Awesome. Now, and all of the wonderful things that in verse 12, remember, because people just erase it because it's impossible. It is impossible apart from what God has done for you. Verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So it's an awesome, awesome, wonderful, wonderful relationship that God makes possible. Romans in chapter 5. Romans in chapter 5. They pick up in the light of the just being justified by faith, etc. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, remember that's the old nature, that's us. We're yet dead. There's nothing. They're dead in sins. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more. Christ took us to, he went to the cross and died, took our place on Calvary's cross. Our substitute, perfect substitute. Verse 9, much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath, grace to wrath. God saves us from his wrath, from wrath through him. For if God saves us, God is able to save us in a most wonderful way. Verse 10, for if when we were enemies, sinners and enemies, think of the tares and the mustard seed, enemies. If when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. If God was able to save us when we're nothing, zero, dead. There's nothing there. No one wants it. Then what's it going to be when he saves us? God took us from nothing to give us everything. Everything. Where? In him. He's the creator. We are his workmanship. Now, having said that, over, if I can, to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 again. 2 Corinthians in chapter 5, where we were, and just briefly. 2 Corinthians in chapter 5. And you will note, please. And chapter 5, verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Christ took us all to the cross. We all died when he died. Verse 15, and that he died for all, that they which live should not, those have been given a new life, should not henceforth live unto themselves. No, because it's no more them, it's about God's, your relationship to God. But unto him which died for them and rose again. So it's a wonderful relationship that God makes possible. God, from being dead in sins to be alive, to know God in a most wonderful, wonderful, intimate way, to be a child of God. Many has received, become a child of God, adopted into the family of God. Adoption is the word son, to be placed as a son. Adoption. God took us out from out and brought us in. Wow. How did he do that? In his son. His son went out and died on the cross for us and died. And his son was back seated at the right hand of God. And so everyone that believes in him because he went out and died for them, all that understand that, he brings them back in, back in, back in, into the place that we don't, could never get to God. Now, so therefore, all of that translates down to verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, creation. Old things have passed away. They're all gone, passed away. Like the heaven and earth is going to, Revelation 21:1, you're going to see it there. Heaven and earth are going to pass away. That's the word. They're gone. They're gone. Hang on now. Here you are. Gone. That's going to be gone. That's going to be gone. All things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Wonderfully, wonderfully, wonderfully new. God does that. So, when I receive the Lord as my Savior, I receive Him as my Savior, and God saves me in a most, most wonderful way. And so I get saved. The old is still there. The new is there. Now, how does God see the old? God sees the old gone. God sees this. But you still live in this body of flesh. And you have all the ills and aches, diseases and heartache and everything in your physical body. You still have them. You have your fears, your frustrations, your sin, your word, thought, and deed. We got it. But that's the old. But God doesn't look at that because it's crucified. And when I received him, so God sees this. Even though I live in this, I live in this. I need to understand that. Because I'm not going to make this go away. I got my old nature till I die. That's the way it is. It's not going to go away. I got it from Adam, as we shared in Sunday school. We got it from Adam. It's not going to go away. So therefore, we're to enjoy a newness, a wonderful newness. Now the word new, let's do that one. We did it. Here you are, the old. And when you get saved, you become new. The word new means new, different from this, better than this. It's new, not this. It's not this anymore. That's the word. Now God does it. God makes us new, and God sees us in Christ Jesus. That's how he sees. Even though all this is true, we know we've been saved, he crucified, we're forgiven, we're pardoned. Even though this exists, and we're to walk in newness of life, we're new creatures. We're to enjoy new. We're going from outside, adopted to the inside. And we're to enjoy being adopted. Hang on. Now, and the other word that we looked at, the new, and the newer. Then there's another word we're going to see, if I'm going to get there. We did it, but anyway. Old, new, different, better, newer. This word new means fresh, young, fresh. This is what we're becoming. We are in the process, being new, we are becoming. That's why we're being changed, like to him. That's what we're growing. We're growing up in him. We're becoming like him. This is new. It's getting newer until we become like him. Now, in the light of that, new creatures in Christ Jesus, in a most, most wonderful, wonderful way. Now, over, if you would please, to Ephesians. And in Ephesians, please, I'll do the adoption part since it's right in front of us. Ephesians 1 and verse 5. I'm even going to do verse 4 for a little context. According according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that purpose we should be holy and without blame before him in love. How can we possibly do that? Because having predestinate to mark out the boundaries, to boundary, how far is my property? It's predestined, it's marked out to the end of the door. How far? Predestined to mark out something ahead, to determine it, to foreknow it. Verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption, there's the word adoption, son, to be placed as a son, which we just did. To be placed, we have been predestined unto the adoption. God, when you died on the cross before anything was ever created, the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world, before you did any of that, you did a wonderful, wonderful thing. You went and planned that we would be brought into your family, that brought into the family of God, brought into God's his wonderful person. Verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ, to himself, underlined to himself. It isn't about, it's all about God. We read it in John 1, verse 13. It isn't the blood of flesh or the will of man. It's by God. God's grace. That's what God's doing. It's God's work. We are God's creation, as we shared. Verse 5. Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. It is God's delight to do this. So, we're supposed to be exercising, when we get saved, not the old life. We're to understand the old has been crucified, and that we aren't going to be governed and guided by the old. That doesn't mean you don't think anymore. It doesn't mean you don't use common sense. It just means we don't trust self. Don't trust self. Self is crucified. God isn't going to go by self. So I don't, when I, everything I try to think about and understand, I can only understand it so much. When you go home today on the road, you only understand so much. You can see so far in front of you, and you can assume this behind you, in front of you. You have all the pieces that you don't see or understand. They're all there. Always there. You can only work with what you know. So God, what are we doing? We aren't going to trust ourselves. We're going to use our common sense and drive carefully. But God, we're looking to God, has made it so that I have a relationship to him that is to be outworked. Outworked in what? My breathing. My breathing, God has given me physical breath. He created me for it. And when I came to know the Lord as my Savior, God gave me believing, to be able to believe, to be able to breathe. As breathing gives me physical life, believing gives me the enjoyment of spiritual life. And I'm able to practice it. So I'm driving down the road, and God, I'm trusting you, understanding my littleness and limitations. I don't have a problem. And God, you're outworking this. So it isn't for me to get to my destination. It's for me to keep moving down the corridor of time all the while I'm driving and a thousand other things. God's working this out, newer. He's training, teaching, helping us what? To grow, to understand we have, this is no more. This is what's happened. We have a unique relationship to God. We're to exercise it. Now, so in Ephesians, chapter, and we read all those things. Chapter 2, verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together, made us alive together with Christ. By grace are you saved. So God, you did a wonderful thing. And remember verse 12, or verse 11 better. Wherefore, remember that being in time past, Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by them, which is called circumcision of the Jews, in the flesh, made by hands, we were Gentiles, unsaved people. That's what we were. But we got saved. We went from death to life. From the one cup to the next, we went to life. A wonderful, wonderful relationship to God for a wonderful, wonderful purpose. Now, having said that and keeping that in mind, over to Ephesians chapter 4. And in Ephesians chapter 4, picking up if I can, and you'll recall, oh, you'll see it, catch it, in verse 21. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that, what am I supposed to understand? That you put off concerning the former conversation, way of living, your behavior, the old man, you put it off. We aren't going by this anymore. That's the way I used to think. I used to think that way. I used to worry that way. I used to be afraid that way. I used to doubt that way. I used to be disappointed that way. Not anymore. I don't use those things. I don't need to use them. So therefore, if I can, chapter 4, verse 22, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed. Now there's your word, this word, renewed. Not this word. This word, we're being renewed. This is becoming this. Some of you can't see the colors back there, but make believe you can. Now, I'll put off verse 23. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. God saves us spiritually. Remember, spirit, body, soul, spirit. God, a relationship to God. Well, mind, I had none till God saved me. My spirit, his spirit, gave me life, a relationship to God. Relationship to God. Now, and put on, verse 24, and then that you put on the new, that's this word, this new. And that you put on the new man, which is after God, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And verse 25, wherefore, putting away, lying, etc., 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 and then it goes down, putting off and putting away. Now, I didn't do the laundry, I just left it. I did it. I saw that. Go away. This is the old. Remember, I think of last week. Here's the old. And I'm out here. The old. And the old's out here. This is me. I was raised this way, up in Somerville, Mass., next to Boston. Wow. Here I am. And I did everything. What did I do? Everything. I got married and did everything. Here I am. Okay. Now, I do that. Well, I get saved. And God does a wonderful thing. You're a new creature in Christ. All things are passed away. And all things have become new. You got it? Become new. So they're new. And God says, listen, make sure you put this off. When you're adopted, when you're out here, adopted. I'm out here, but when I got adopted, I couldn't wear this in the house. My new owner, God, doesn't want this. But I still have it, so I can't wear it, okay? I can't wear it. Now, so when I come in the house, I can't be in the house without this on. Understand? I'm a believer. God doesn't want this. It's here. But God isn't interested in that. So I got to tell you about my problems, God, and the problems with people, and all the things in life that are bad, and God, you know. No. God says, listen, just be thankful. I crucified you. I put it away. Keep your shirt in your pocket. Wear this. You can't be in my presence without the shirt. And now, so what? When I go outside, I have to go outside the house to live. I go outside. I wear my shirt. See, I'm outside like this. And they look like you do. They're all looking at me. Oh, boy. Why? Because I'm out here with you guys. See? I'm out with you guys. So I want to fit in. I want to fit in. God said, no, I don't want you to do that. I want you to wear out here. So put off. That's the word. Put off. Put off. Put on. Get dressed, literally. Put on a garment. So what am I going to do? God, I'm just going to be out here. This is what I'm supposed to do. I'm a believer. It's true, the other people don't, they all have these shirts. I have one. And I'm not embarrassed. They say, who do you think you are? I say, I am this, but God has made me this. Do you understand? God has made me. I was this. I'm just like you. I can pull out my shirt and kick them, you know, and show that I'm like them. But no, I'm saved. Without any questions, no qualms about it. That's what I'm supposed to wear. Put off, put on. It says it. We did it last time. Simple. You're saved? Thank God you're saved. And out you go, trusting God. Wow. So now, having said that and keeping that in mind, over if you would, to take time, over if you would please, back over to Colossians just to bang the nail in closer, I hope. Colossians 3. And you remember, watch the movement, wonderful. Chapter 3, Colossians, verse 1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Seek the things that are above. We're new creatures in Christ. We're to look to God. Where's our help coming from? Where's our hope coming from? Where's it come from? God. Who are we walking with? Whose body is it? Who took it over? God did. God made it his house. God made my heart, your heart, his home. So we're to look to God. The gas prices out there and the food prices are out there and the Ukraine's out there and Russia's out there and North Korea and Iran and then the White House. They're all out there. They're all out there. They aren't going away. They aren't going away. So be of good cheer. It's only going to keep rolling now into the new form, and how it's going to be is interesting to say the least. Now, having said that, keeping that in mind, we're to what? We're new creatures, so I don't have to go out there and look at the gas prices. I look at the gas prices like this. And I look at the food prices like this. And I look at Washington like this. And I look at Ukraine like this. Why? God in you is quite capable. I shared that on Wednesday, I think. I know it's hard to believe. We're in the presence of God. Let me help you. We're in the presence of God. And if I could take my super rocket and go 2 trillion galaxies into space, galaxies, and God is there. And everything is in the middle of God. And there, God, here we are. So we're looking to you. And God in our little heart is the same God in the room, the same God in the universe, and the same God out of the universe. He's just one. He's omnipresent, omnipowerful. Oh, God. And so what? So when I'm going to go, God looks at the gas prices in you. God eats your can of beans. I remember when we were growing up, it wasn't necessarily famine, but just shortages. We used to have all the food, I had the family then, all those kids, children, and had them. And we had cans of salmon. That's how we ate. Salmon, Spam, remember Spam, and different things. And we opened a can of salmon. We didn't have a salmon steak. We had the salmon steak after it was chopped up and put in a can. That's what we had. And we lived like that. It was quite calm. That's what we did. And we did it. Now, God, whatever you live, God in you is living it. Do you understand? And it makes a difference. It makes a difference. If you were in a prison camp, a cell, the bad cell, like in China or Russia or elsewhere. Well, like in the Second World War, Japan. Wow. That's how you're going to survive. You may die, but you're going to survive. You may starve to death, but God, you'll starve to death to the glory of God. That's what you'll do. You understand? So you're taking God. Otherwise, I'm doing all that I just fumbled out to you in my old nature. I look at gas and food and talk on the phone and see the news and complain and mumble and grumble because it's just like everybody else. I can fit in. But God said, listen, the old has passed away, different to the new. So we want to be new creatures. And I can either wear this or not. True. I can either trust Christ when I go out that door or not. When I get in the car, I can either trust him or not. I can either wear this or I don't. Up to me. Up to me what I want to do. With all the different ills and aches and things you got to complain about, things that are wrong, things that are cuckoo, they're all there. But irregardless of that, it's no problem to your being a new creature in Christ. It's a big problem to your old nature. So God, Colossians, I didn't mean to, I hope you got a little bit. See. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. Verse 3. Set, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. That's where it is. When Christ, who was our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Okay, that's the glory. That's the wonderful thing we're supposed to be understanding. God has done a wonderful thing in giving you a unique relationship to his wonderful person. Mortify, remember the word mortify means a corpse, a dead corpse. Mortify, therefore, your body. Put to death. Be dead. Easy. Be dead. Be dead. Like in verse 3, for you are dead. Verse 5, be dead. Be dead, therefore, your members, remember the eyes, ears, nose, throat, which are upon the earth, fornication, etc., etc. Verse 6, for which things the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Think of Sunday school. Verse 7, in the which ye also walked in some time when you lived in them. Verse 8, but now ye also put off, there's your little put off, all these, anger, etc. Verse 10, and put on the new man, there's the two verbs, you just did them, put on the new man, new, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. It's being renewed, wonderfully, wonderfully, wonderfully renewed. It's new. God's developing it. Developing it, developing it, developing, growing, growing, growing. I'm learning, growing up. Age 2, age 10, age 20, I'm growing up. I'm learning. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm learning. And sliding down, then, after the image of Him, that's God, that created us. God created us for His glory and honor. We're made in His image and likeness. Verse 11, there, remember that we shared it, where there is neither, no more Greek, Gentile, no more Jew, no more circumcision, law, no more uncircumcision, no more barbarian, people, Scythian, bond, free, every relationship you have is all gone. So when you got saved, Christ is all in all. So all the relationships are gone. They were terminated in this. All your relationships earthly are what? From here. This way. When you get saved, you're saved, and everyone else that's saved, like this. The rest of them aren't. Do you understand? You don't have that. That's why mother and father hate you no matter what it is. It doesn't mean you aren't responsible. It doesn't mean you aren't there in the reality. But as far as God's concerned, He severed you. Because if it's still there, and this goes way out here, this goes with it. God said, nothing doing. I'm not doing that. God said, listen, I want you to know I crucified this. So I'm not going to use it. So don't even suggest it to me. Don't even bring it up. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to use the wonderful relationship you have to me all the time, not this one. So therefore, if we're going to go, and God's going to be all in all, Christ. So my relationships are there. You're going to love your wife better. You're going to love your mother better. You're going to love your husband better. You're going to do everything better. You're going to love your enemies. How's that? To say it big time. You'll love your enemies. Your whole world has changed. These relationships are all gone. Husband, wife, they're all there. But God has made you a new creation. Unless this person's saved, they aren't there. But they are there. Understand? They are there. And so this person is going to be the person that they are to be a good testimony to this person. That's what they're going to be. And they're going to try to do it. Do they understand this person's words, thoughts, deeds, and actions? Yes, because it's just like me. Only now I'm a new creature and I'm able to live in my situation, whatever it is, to the best of my ability, trusting God with all my heart. Trusting God, I'll live in it. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to live in that situation. So they're gone. Think of Matthew 10 and all of those things. Terminated. God terminated them. Otherwise, you couldn't be saved. You'd be tied to everything out here. If God didn't sever you, how could God take you? How could God do this if you're tied to all this? God did it. But that doesn't mean it's the very opposite happens. God gives you a whole new view of the world, of caring, of involvement that you never had. People say, I love you. No. God gets a hold of us and we love Him differently in a most wonderful way. Now, having said that, therefore, verse 12, 3 and 12, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy, beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness, of mind, meekness, long-suffering, etc. What are we going to do? Put all of these. Verse 14, and above all these, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. So God was always trying to stay dressed in a most wonderful, wonderful way. And so, you don't have to turn there, Ephesians chapter 6, put on the whole armor of God. Now, I don't have a suit of armor, but so sometime we have to go in the battles there, and we're able to go in meekness as sheep. Think of Romans 8. We are more than conquerors, sheep before His shearers. The world hates you, but God keeps His sheep in the middle of the world. He's the shepherd. But sometime there's war. And make sure you have the armor on. The wonderful, wonderful armor. from head, the helmet, to the feet, you're protected. So here I am in the world, protected, blessed, and kept in the middle of the sewer, in the middle of darkness, in the middle of evil. I'm able to go forward in a most wonderful way. Nothing to do with me, just because of Him. God has a wonderful plan for our life, and I need to know it and walk in it and understand it. Therefore, you know, in there, over to Romans. In closing, I hope you got a little bit. Over to Romans, if I can, of chapter 6. We'll do it 1, 2, 3. Romans chapter 6, remember all of these wonderful truths. If I lost you, I didn't mean to do it. It just, there's so much, I just wish you had it all in your head. Especially, I keep being a pest and keep giving it, doing to you. They say, I hate those cups. See? I don't want to see those cups again. See? Okay. Romans 6, verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism, identification, into His death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so now we should walk in what, dear friends? Watch. From this to this. From this to this. Walk in newness of life. Romans 7. This relationship we have. Chapter 7, verse 6. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead, remember what you just read, Romans 6, that being dead, Colossians 3, remember that being dead, wherein we were held, that we should serve in, oh, there's our word, newness of spirit, newness of life, newness of, it's new. Brand new. And not in the oldness, not, N-O-T, in the oldness of the letter. No, we don't do it the old way. Not the old way anymore. The new way. Not the old, the new. That's what we're going to do. And Romans 12. And Romans 12. And in verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, in the light of all of the 11 chapters of Romans, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. How on earth am I going to handle all this stuff he's talking about? By the renewing of your what? Renewing. There's your word. Think. You got saved. God made you a new creature. Think differently. This doesn't include, you don't include God in your thinking. Get saved, you include God in your thinking. God's in the thinking. That's right. So I benefit from that. Therefore, verse 2, be renewed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, put to the test, what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's what you're doing. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a journey, a real wonderful companionship, fellowship, communion. That's what we're doing with God, a relationship to God to become everything that God has in mind. Now, and in closing, 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians and chapter 6. Chapter 4, I should say. 2 Corinthians in chapter 4. And may I pick up, please, that verse 16. In the light of everything. For which cause we faint not, though our outward man, is perishing. It's dying. Your physical body, you're losing your cells, being replaced all the time, and you're losing your skin all the time, the cells, and you're being replaced. So whether you like it or not, you're wearing out. How's that? Whether you like it or not, you're wearing out. All parts of your body are replenishing, but they're only going to do it so long. Only so long. All gone. All gone. So therefore, verse 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man, the inside, remember the inside? The inside? Inside. The inward man. Verse 16, the inward man is renewed. There's your word. Day by day. So as you walk, you're new. And as you walk in the world, work, home, school, you go in the world. And as you walk in the world, what am I going to say? You're renewed every day. God is making it God is making this happen. Understand? God's making this happen every day. Your old body, your body's wearing out. Be of good cheer. I know some of you are worried about all kinds of things, but don't worry about it. It's going to get worse. So just sit tight. Sit tight and relax. Because inside, the real you, not this, is being blessed. Absent from the body, what? Present with the Lord. It's a wonderful thing. I hope you got a little bit. Appreciate your patience and all that. Thank you. Renewed. Adoption. Adopted into the family of God. It's a wonderful thing to be adopted. Replaced into the family of God as a child of God. Wow. Our Father and God set apart all of this as we just did a little bit. Help us understand the simplicity that you have made for a relationship that is for real and right. And God, it is for real. Wow. Oh God, help us understand it to be able to intelligently, biblically practice our unique relationship to you. Being a new creature, a new critter, brand new creation. God, that's an awesome thing. Nothing to do with our brains or our IQ or anything. Just has to do with the fact that you created us in your image and likeness. And you died on the cross to restore all of that wonderful plan that you had, that we would know you, the only and living, true and only God, the only God. You're the only one. Thank you very, 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 very much. For those who know you're not as Lord and Savior, God, convict them, convince them, help them understand. Well, it is still day. And our Father will thank you in all of it, for all of it. Give safety in the highway, and our God will thank you. In Christ's name, amen.